Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will begin The Law of Progress, questions 776 to 783.
Enjoy.
Question 776. Are the state of nature and natural law the same thing?
No, the state of nature is the primitive state. Civilization is incompatible with the state of nature, whereas natural law contributes to the progress of humankind.
Author's remarks for question 776. The state of nature represents the infancy of humankind and the departure point for their intellectual and moral development. Being perfectible and containing the seed of their own improvement within themselves, human beings are not meant to live forever in the state of nature, just as they are not meant to live forever in infancy. The state of nature is transitory, and humans leave it behind through progress and civilization. Natural law, on the other hand, rules humankind as a whole, and people improve to the degree that they comprehend and practice this law in a better manner. Question 777. Since there are fewer needs in the state of nature, human beings do not suffer all the tribulations they create for themselves in a more advanced state. What is to be thought of the opinion of those who regard the state of nature as the state of perfect earthly happiness?
What do you expect? That sort of happiness is the ignorant happiness of the brute. There are humans who understand no other. It is being happy in the same sort of way as are the animals. Children, too, are happier than when they become adults.
Question 778. Could humankind regress back to the state of nature?
No, humankind must progress without ceasing, and it cannot return to the state of infancy. It progresses because God has willed it. Believing that it could regress back to its primitive condition would be denying the law of progress.
Question 779. Do humans draw from within themselves the power to progress, or is progress nothing more than the result of education?
They advance naturally by themselves. Not all progress at the same time or in the same manner, however. And it is through social contact that the most advanced help the others to progress.
Question 780. Does moral progress always follow intellectual progress?
It is its consequence, but it does not always follow it immediately.
Refer to questions number 192 through 365. Subquestion 780A. How can intellectual progress lead to moral progress?
By making good and evil understandable, for then humans can choose between the two. The development of free will follows the development of intelligence and increases the responsibility of humans for their acts.
Subquestion 780B. Then how can one explain that the most enlightened cultures are often the most perverted?
Complete progress is the goal, but, like individuals, cultures only reach it step by step. Until they have developed the moral sense, they may use their intelligence to do evil. Morality and intelligence are two forces that only achieve balance over time.
Refer to questions number 365 to 751. Question 781. Is humankind ever permitted to halt the march of progress?
No, but it can sometimes slow it down.
Subquestion 781. What are we to think of those who attempt to halt the march of progress and cause humankind to regress?
They are poor, conceited beings whom God will chastise, and they will be swept away by the torrent they meant to stop.
Author's remarks for question 781. Since progress is a condition of human nature, no one has the power to oppose it. It is a living force that flawed human laws may hinder but not stifle. When these laws become incompatible with progress, it overthrows them, along with all the persons who attempt to uphold them. This will continue to be the case until humans harmonize their laws with divine justice. Divine justice desires the good for all, unlike those laws that are made for the strong at the expense of the weak. Question 782. Aren't there those who obstruct progress out of good faith, believing they are helping it because, from their own point of view, they often see progress where it does not, in fact, exist?
They are like a tiny pebble under the wheel of a large cart. A tiny pebble cannot keep a large cart from moving.
Question 783. Does the perfecting of humankind always follow a slow progressive march?
There is the regular slow progress that results from the force of things. However, when a culture does not advance quickly enough, then, from time to time, God causes a physical or moral jolt that transforms it.
Author's remarks for question 783. Humans cannot remain forever in ignorance, since they must reach the goal set by providence. They are enlightened by the force of circumstances. Moral revolutions, like social revolutions, creep into people's ideas little by little. They germinate for centuries and suddenly burst forth, overthrowing the crumbling edifice of the past, which is no longer in accord with the new needs and new aspirations. In such upheavals, people usually do not perceive more than the momentary disorder and confusion that affect their own material interest. Nevertheless, those who raise their thought beyond themselves admire the designs of providence, which brings good out of bad. Such upheavals are like the storms and disturbances that leave the atmosphere cleansed after having disrupted it.